Hi, it's Michael.
Hello everybody, Charles Schulz speaking.
Hello Charles, it's thee and me, and no one else.
Hello Michael.
Hello, how's it going?
Busy.
What do you need?
I will be very happy if you talk to Tor, by the way.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That much?
Yeah, I mean, so Tor is really at the extreme end of perfectionist type, not wanting to say anything about his work type, never promising anything and only delivering. He really is. So, yeah, I don't know.
Tell him everything will be just fine.
Yeah. Why don't we get... Well,
you know, it worked with you a year ago.
What?
To tell you that it would be just fine.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know. Probably worth writing an email.
Okay.
About
it. Let me know.
Hi, this is Andre.
Hello, Andre.
I'll do that now. Actually, while I think of it.
Hello, Florian speaking here.
Hello, Florian.
Hi, Charles.
Hello.
Are we the only ones, or is anyone else around?
Michael.
Hi, everyone. So, we're still waiting for someone? Maybe just one more minute or so, and then...
Do we have Andre yet? Haven't heard you.
I'm here.
Ah, wonderful.
Right.
Any volunteer yet for taking notes? I did it last time.
I think I would do that, but I will have to leave you guys in about... less than an hour.
I think we should be able to do it in that time frame.
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay.
Thanks. Okay, shall we jump in?
Yeah.
In case we're not desperately waiting for someone. So, actually, we have rather similar agenda to last time. And to mention it already now, I...
proposed to have a private call afterwards because of some legal topics regarding the foundation that we should not disclose to the public. Nothing bad, but as mentioned the last time, some questions or topics during the setup process are better not in public during the process. Which already would bring me to the first points, a little status update on the foundation. Last week or the week before, as I told you, a lawyer got in touch with the authorities and received a couple of questions, which is normal during the process. And just today, about 5 hours ago, we sent a reply explaining in detail what we are doing, where we come from, what we aim for, why we've decided for a foundation in Germany, and why the budget and capital stock we are planning should be sufficient for our purposes. It's a letter of about 7 or 8 pages where we in detail explain that. That has been sent out today, so we hope to have feedback on that soon. And they now have the statutes that we are that we together worked on, the legal binding statutes. They have the so-called certificate of setting up the foundation, which is mostly a formal document. They have this explanation. What they do not yet have are 2 items that we can work a little bit more on. First, the detailed budget, and second, the committee statutes. And that's what our lawyer asked me today, that I need to clarify if nobody of you remembers, but there has some pending work on the community statutes, but since they are a part of the setup process, we should hand them in before setting up the foundation in a translated version into German. So does anyone recall where we stand with those community statutes, if there or community bylaws, if there has anything, is there anything to be changed, or anybody has a status on that?
I think there some things are still not in sync with the legal statutes, so we need some changes. Do we have a comment when we have to send this in?
Of course, as always, as early as possible, of course. So what I would propose is that we work on this as soon as possible. It does not block the current decision or the current investigation by the authorities, but of course it's helpful if they can also have a look at the document.
So I'm going to work on this at the weekend.
Okay, that's great. That's great. So just for the legal understanding, we can always send in some additional documents later. That's no problem, but the more we have, of course, from the beginning, the better it is for evaluating. Because of that, that's basically the status we stand here. I pretty much like the letter we sent. Unfortunately, we are not supposed, that was a lawyer recommendation, are not supposed to make it public at the moment, because it's usual that those kind of legal affairs are kept internally, but we pretty much outlined what we intend to do. Now the next step would be to receive a feedback from the authorities, whether the information we send in is enough or is not enough, and what else they need. And of course, we should hand in the community statutes and also the budget later on, but that's something I propose we can talk in the private call, because it's also about some details that should be private during the setup process, and we will make them public afterwards. Okay, that would be from my side regarding the foundation. Any questions or comments from your side?
Well, I see a problem to keep those stuff private during the board of directors election period. Because it's quite hard to apply for a board of directors seats if you do not know about the legal details.
That's a good
point.
So
either we discuss it again if we can publish more information, or we should include those people who already applied for a seat or give them those information.
That's a good point indeed. That's Yeah, it's good that you mention it. It's some sort of a chicken and egg problem. What we can do is...
At the moment, I don't want to decide upon this at the moment. It's just an idea. The bad feeling that we have to not public, but run for elections.
Yes, that's true. I mean, I think at some stage you have to trust someone, Andre. And the hope is, of course, that you know you don't have to agree to being made a board member in the end, and you could drop out, and we would select the next person, presumably, if and as and when it's published and you find it's unreasonable. So.
Yeah, we'll give the lawyer a ping what we can publish. The topic is that he strongly proposed to keep things private, but Andrew, you definitely have a point here. That makes sense, of course. So, yeah, I will. You can write it in the minutes, Charles. I will take care of asking the lawyer what we can make public without problems. And for those things we cannot make available to the general public, we should find a solution. One of that could be including those running for a seat. And of course, everybody running has always the option to later say, I'm not going to accept my election. Like it was also occur for cases when you have some people in the board you definitely don't want to work with, just as an extreme example.
But you need to be aware that we then run in a chicken egg problem. Because to establish the foundation, we need the names of the initial board of directors.
Yeah.
So if we now elect the board of directors and then try to establish the foundation, but then someone says, no, I do not accept the election, we have to rerun the election and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but how likely is that? So could we possibly just deal with a problem when it arises? And I consider it rather unlikely. And I would, conversely, I would rather not risk... The foundation admission process with publishing something that we better not, I mean, or prematurely.
I think it's not very likely, but anyway, I agree with Michael that you need to trust at some point those people who prepare all the paperwork and all the legal stuff. But after all, if you are elected to the board of directors, you are responsible to run that thing.
Yeah.
Yes, but you're not responsible without signing something. There has to be a point at which that happens, surely. You can't have random people adding your name to lists and lumbering liabilities on you.
Those
liabilities are not large, in my view.
As soon as you are elected to the board of directors and you accept this election, you are responsible.
Yeah, as soon you as the foundation legally exists, so if the elections run until the end of October, I think, it's as soon as the certificate is signed by the notary and sent into the authorities, then from that point on you are responsible, that's right. And indeed we need to find a point in time where, of course, those people being elected and running for those seats need to be aware of that. Indeed, that's a problem. I will give a lawyer a ping and ask what we can, without any risks, publish in advance, so people can prepare for that. That's true. Yeah, I will clarify that and see what we can do. I even think, I don't recall the community or the bylaws in the form we sent them over, not the statutes, but the bylaws. We sent them over to the authorities. Aren't they public in the wiki anyway? Or was it a private?
The bylaws are public, but there are still some inconsistencies in the bylaws and the legal statutes.
Okay, so then basically the only thing that's private at the moment is the budget, and is the reply to the authorities, whereas I consider the latter one not so crucial. It's just the argument why we want to have the foundation here. The budget is more crucial for those running for seats. Definitely. Okay, I will clarify that and what we can do about that. Okay, so any other questions or comments on the foundation status update?
No.
Okay, then the next point would be the discussion we also had at the mailing list about the donation button. So just let me briefly sum things up here, and maybe Andrew can also join since he joined the thread at the discuss list and is also in the ProDev. So the problem that I raised last time is that at the moment, due to the due to TDF being rather well recognized, which of course is positive. The German Association, the one currently acting as interim legal entity and taking care of the donations, for its purposes, does not receive many donations. We had, I checked, €0 from the PayPal account in the last quarter. It is it indeed driving us into problems like that we have to adjust our household plan for this year. And what we currently try is to find a solution. We have midterm, and I think it's to be discussed in Paris on the agenda, that we need to find a way for TDF how to interact with local NGOs who can collect money and so on, but it's still in discussion. So what I'm calling for is at least an interim solution until we have some policies on that, on how we can take care of the Fordif problem, so to speak. And
Florian, this is Michael. Yeah. If I can just jump in.
Yeah,
how
sure.
did this work before? I mean, how did people find the Frodo PayPal link? Was that on the Open Office download page? Or
I think it's even still there. You know, if you click on the Open Office download page, and at least on the German one, and then the download is initiated, and then a second page is loaded, and it says, "Well, thanks for downloading," blah blah blah. And in the case you want to donate, you have this association, and this association, I think, was two or three associations mentioned,
right.
And we received a lot of donations
from
that.
Just to talk about the difference, this was something that Drew mentioned in the discussion, and I somehow agree. Drew was not happy with having a direct button, but he agreed to have a link to this association or more associations that support the ideas of TDF. And
okay.
This was what we had at openoffice.org. Means at the openoffice.org download site or download page, we had two or three links. One link was to Frodev, one link was to Team OpenOffice.org EV, and some explanation who is handling the money for what purposes.
Okay, indeed. Okay, now I nothing I understood was Drew was talking about. I didn't follow the thread completely at the moment. Okay.
Yeah, after all, he agreed that it's useful to have such links because we want to collaborate with local NGOs. But he was not that happy with a direct PayPal button for an external NGO at the TDF website.
Okay. Okay, so to sum it up from the Frodif side, the problem or what we want to address is at the moment, and that's true, that's also true for TDF, but at the moment people are not even aware that first money is needed and second who they can donate to. That's a problem in general. I think we also discussed about that for TDF donations we don't have any information, but it's also true, of course, for the Frodif stuff. So people looking on the LibreOffice page, despite the small disclaimer and legal notice at the bottom of the page, are not aware of Frodif at all. And that's what we would like to address a bit in order to raise awareness.
So how about a slightly modified way of, like OpenOffice was doing that? So have the TDF donation, like, as the primary destination for money, and then have a list of NGOs, like for each language page, a list of NGOs with some requirements, like whatever they must have formally approved members in TDF and in the NGO or something.
Yeah, this would be absolutely fine for me.
Yeah, that sounds
and that have this as a preliminary set up and then refine that in Paris.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me. Anything to get someone to fix the donation page would be brilliant.
That's something we need to do anyway, Andy. And then
by build
Paris
a cathedral
we...
around the website instead of a bazaar. And it's bizarre, as far as I can see. It doesn't work. So.
Indeed. Yeah, that would be a start, and we would then see if it worked or if it doesn't work, but at least that would raise awareness that money is needed and that there are local NGOs doing that. That's, I think, important. Definitely.
So do we have a quorum to approve this decision for the moment? For
I don't know. Do a roll call. I'm here.
Go ahead, Peter.
I'm here. Charles.
Yeah.
Italo.
So this should be enough.
Is Michael anyone's deputy? I think, yeah.
I'm Torsten and Torsten Quaylon.
Okay, then if you're deputy for Quaylon, then we'll be six people and it would work out. Yeah. Should work if I didn't miscount it.
Yeah.
Then let's have a quick word.
So the proposal is not only that someone adds ThroatDev to this page, but that also the page is fixed to not say, please don't give us any money. Yeah?
Yeah, to add TDF plus a list of NGOs per language group to raise
and
awareness of
them. Also, given the uncertainty and pain of paying anything from ProDev, I think we should be majoring with SPI on that thing. I think we should lead with SPI at this point.
I think we're talking just about the German download page here.
Oh, are we? Okay.
For the moment, yeah.
And for that, I think it makes sense to have a German local entity.
Okay.
Okay, and then as a note, we should really work at least in Paris on the question with other NGOs. But I agree, let's do well for the German point because it's a somewhat special and pressing situation here. Yeah, sounds good. Okay, then then I'll just make a start plus one from my side.
Yeah, fine with me, Torsten.
Fine with me, Andre.
Yeah, fine with me.
Fine with me, Michael. But I prefer a concrete. Proposal of what it is we're agreeing to. Yeah. Can you state it briefly for him?
That we add to the German download, and should it be possible also extensions page, I would say, a link to TDF donation page as well as to the fraud of donation page, maybe with a short text on how those are linked or who does what to raise awareness. That
sounds good to me.
Maybe let's have a vote on the list too. So what I had thought we were voting on here is a general rule like translated language pages have, besides download and extension site, besides the primary TDF donation links, can have local language NGOs listed with a requirement that those NGOs must have members approved in TDF or something.
I would propose two changes. In effect, I would right now not start making this a general rule. Rather, we should really work on the local NGO rule, because otherwise we're researching and adding names and then changing rules again and so on. I specifically would just ask for the German side and to add this information to the download page, because that's the main jump-in page that we have. I think that's better than any menu link we could add.
Whatever.
So to
okay, but before we agree to whatever, I'd suggest Torsten rephrase the suggestion at the mailing list, and then we have to vote there.
Okay.
Okay.
Would be fine with me.
Fine with me.
Sure can do.
Fine with me as well.
Okay, then. The next item is actually a question if someone intends to jump in and help. A while ago, Simon Phipps posted to the marketing mailing list that we should issue a call for locations and not a call for papers. I had a typo. Call for locations for next year LibreOffice conference. He outlined some rough timeline, but due to circumstances, nobody worked on that. I gave a ping for the marketing list. If anybody has some free time slots and can work on that, or shall we postpone this to maybe a bit later?
Yeah, let's postpone it to a bit later, I'd say.
I think we're all rather busy. Same for me here. It's important, but I just don't manage at the moment. Okay, then let's postpone this. The last one is you added this, Andre, about the explicit SC votes and trademark users. You want to elaborate on that?
This was opened from one of the recent meetings. where we discussed if we should have explicit approvals for trademark usage or rather not. I had a look at the trademark policy. So in general, the trademark policies has examples, has some rules, and tells as soon as if you have some questions to the rules, if your usage applies to the rules, ask at this mail address. So regarding this, we would not need an explicit vote, but at the last paragraph, what is other legal stuff, there is a sentence that the Document Foundation reserves the sole right to grant exceptions to this policy of any kind and for any reason whatsoever, other clauses withstanding and notwithstanding. So that means there is a sentence in our trademark policy that we can have exceptions or that we can allow entities to use the trademark. But I don't think we need to discuss this at the moment because it should really be an exception. So the normal way, from my perspective, should be done as we did with the request from Ian, that we check if the request follows the rules or the policy and then just say, yes, it matches the policy and you can use the trademark.
Yeah. That's what my thoughts were to rephrase or to sum it up. My idea was that I would like to limit the amount of exceptions, and anything that fits to the trademark policy should solely be pointed to the trademark policy. Only those requests that do not fit or are real exceptions should be decided separately in order to make the legal tracking a bit easier.
Yeah, okay, this is what you said in the recent meeting already, so finally I agree.
Okay. Any other opinions on that?
Yeah, I agree as well. And I mean, I think it's also a matter of education. I think we do have now more or less a set of clear rules, and I think we should stick to them. And make exceptions real exceptions.
Yeah. Especially in terms of administering those exceptions. We need to somehow track them or whatever. It's a bit easier. Okay. At least for the agenda that we have, that would be it. Any other questions for the public call?
Yeah, just one mention about the board of directors election and question to Thorsten. Simon wanted to send out an update and reminder for the applications for the board of directors.
Yeah.
Is there something open? Because we had a discussion that we should check the proposed website, but I don't think there's something open to check at the moment.
What was the question again? So, from my side, I think I had answered what people...
Yeah, I think as well. I just wonder if there's something open for Simon to send out the update or the ping reminder.
To the best of my knowledge, not, but maybe worth asking him directly.
Yeah, okay, so I'll send an reminder that we need this mail.
Yeah, in general, a comment because there is a rise increase whether there is anybody going to run for the seats. We discussed already during this call that a few of us will run, but it would make sense to send out the applications in the next day so people are aware. I fear that everybody will send them out one day before the deadline comes up. And just people are questioning, like the lawyer today also asked, do we have even enough people for the board of directors? And so I'd like to encourage everyone who runs for a seat to send the application out soon.
Okay. I've sent mine.
Yeah.
I cannot.
Yeah. And, sorry, we're supposed to send it to steering discuss or to discuss?
Let me see. I think it was steering discuss and a copy to the MC.
Yeah, and, you should send it to discuss so that other people can reply and have questions.
Yeah.
So
let's just wait for Simon to send the reminder, which should have those details in it, and then by the end of the week, everybody sends in his application.
In the original message, there was a steering discuss.
Both.
Yeah, that's correct. It's hidden in the text that you should also send to discuss list.
Yeah, and to Electrons at documentfoundation.org. Yeah. Actually, three addresses. Yeah, a reminder would be definitely good with some details. That's healthy. Okay, anything else? Otherwise, I propose we move on to the private call with some foundation legal stuff.
Yeah, fine with me.
I'm in blue.
Okay.
Bye, y'all.
Tim, hear you.
Bye.
In 2 minutes. Bye.
Bye-bye.